From the hosts that brought you Decoding Westworld
and Westworld the Recapables
comes the Ringer Prestige TV podcast on Westworld.
I'm Joanna Robinson.
I'm Danny Heifetz.
And I'm David Shoemaker.
Welcome to Westworld Season 4 in the Prestige TV podcast feed, where we're going to break down every episode of Westworld Season 4.
Every Monday, the day after the show comes out on the Prestige TV podcast feed.
Wherever you get your podcasts, but get them on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline.
Welcome to Bachelor Party. It's kind of the final countdown. I'm here with Callie Curry. Hi, Callie.
Hello.
Basketball season's over and Bachelor season's beginning. I'm like, are you ready? On July 11th, I think it's nonstop till the end of the year.
I feel like basketball season has given me zero downtime in between the two Bachelor and Bachelorettes.
I need some things to do at night. I'm like already missing basketball. I'm like, oh, there's nothing to watch.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of television, but I don't know. I do feel I have an opening in my schedule, but I just can't believe it. It was like we had a 4-month layoff and now it's basically a wrap and we're almost in July. I also can't believe it's the summer, but that's a side note.
You can't believe it's the summer?
No, I feel like time's just evaporated.
I mean,
I'm happy about it, obviously.
I'm in Dallas where it's 117 outside.
That's awful.
So it's not actually, it's probably like 95, but it's so hot that I'm like, it has to be summer.
Well, another sign that it's summer is Bachelor in Paradise is filming right now. We're going to talk about some Bachelor in Paradise spoilers, non-spoiler spoilers. It won't ruin anything for you people.
What are you more excited about?
Paradise or Bachelorette?
Bachelorettes. Yes.
Bachelorettes. I think I'm more excited about Bachelorette, honestly. I'm really curious to see how this is going to go down. Gabby posted a really funny thing yesterday. I don't know if you caught this. Are you following her on Instagram?
No.
Oh, no, Callie. What are you doing? What's going on with you?
I feel like I feel bad about unfollowing people.
Mm. Okay.
So I generally don't like to follow reality people.
Very active muter. Like, I mute so fast.
I don't even know how to mute. How do you mute?
Oh, by the way,
I am following Gabby.
Oh, so you just missed it. Well, yeah. This is how you mute. You go to their page and then it's like where it says following, you click on that, I think, and you click the little arrow and you can mute them.
Oh, I see.
Muting is really essential. I love it.
Wait, were you laughing at her chicken fingers?
Yes, the chicken fingers. So they posted the cast photo, Gabby and Rachel with all the men. And Gabby did like a zoom in of her fingers where she's like implies that her fingers look too long and they look like chicken fingers. And I was like, yes, we've got a whole like 3 months of this kind of content to look forward to. And I'm here for it.
Yeah, I am very, very excited to like just listen to Gabby speak.
Me too. I've like missed her. She's so great. So I am excited
about
that.
By the way,
what?
In this photo, by the way.
Yes.
She looks stunning.
I think it's uncomfortable how much better she looks than Rachel. I know we're not supposed to pit women against each other, but she looks like much, much more, I don't know, bachelorette-esque. I think it's partially Rachel has a worse dress.
Yeah, but this dress is horrible for Rachel.
It's not good at all. And I also kind of think they should have been matching. Like, they don't look coordinated at all. Like, at all.
Well, actually, Gabby looks coordinated to the men because so many men wear navy. Mm-hmm. Just naturally. It's probably not on purpose. But so she didn't realize someone didn't have a shirt on. So that's why I paused mid-thought. But so she looks like it makes sense. I don't like Rachel's dress. I think Rachel's hair looks like Rachel has really good hair. Also, her shoes. What is happening?
It's not good. It's really not good. And it makes me worried. Also, we're going to have to try really hard to not compare them too much, but it's going to be hard.
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially what the show is, right? All these guys are comparing them.
It's like asking us to do that, basically.
Let's say this. Before we watch the season, we like both women.
Absolutely.
Both women are very pretty. They came across really well in the last season. For the most part, I can't remember either of us disliking either of them.
No.
Like we liked both of them last season.
My only problem with Rachel is her whispering.
Oh, yeah, the whispering. It's not like I hated it. I think it's like cringe.
Yeah, exactly. It just makes me uncomfortable. Like even thinking about it right now, I'm like, ugh, recoiling.
But she also made fun of herself about the whispering on TikTok. So she's aware.
Yeah, she does seem like, you know, she's funny and she's got personality.
Good career.
Yeah.
Gabby is just something we haven't seen on The Bachelorette. So I think that's what makes me drawn to her like her goofy,
goofiness.
Yes.
She's got a goofiness that like Hannah Brown also kind of had, but she's more self-aware and like honestly just seems like a more fun person. So
great time. Is the height discrepancy this bad?
I think Gabby's really tall. And I don't think Rachel's that tall. But Gabby, I think, also is wearing heels. It looks like Rachel's heels aren't that high. They don't meet the Callie Curry 4-inch minimum.
Yeah, this looks like a solid kitten heel.
As for the man who's not wearing a shirt, he looks photoshopped into this. Like, that does not look real. Doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it doesn't look real. Do we think it's real?
I don't know. It's like having like a Fabio cutout or something. It's weird.
I'm not sure what's happening there. Is he actually a cast member?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who that is based on their photos, but it's a little hard to tell. Like, I'm not sure. These guys never look the same as they do in their bios, like ever. So who knows?
We shall see.
Yeah, we seriously will. I have two favorites. I discussed this with Jody a few weeks ago. It's my two favorites are named Nate and Eric. It's mostly based on the fact that they're hotter than everyone else, but I just feel good about them. Another thing Jody and I talked about that this photo really brings into focus, is this enough men? Like, there's only like 30-some-odd guys for these two women. Like, I think we needed like a minimum of 45.
I'm not sure if you could see me. Like, you couldn't see what I was doing, but I probably looked like I was like looking at my phone. I was looking at my phone. I was counting the men in this line because I was like, this looks like a normal cast photo. It doesn't look any bigger with two women.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah, I know. It's like they should have gotten more. And it looks like it honestly looks like less men than some previous seasons. Maybe that's why they had a Photoshop in shirtless man.
I mean, you would think there would be much more, like double the men, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't get it. Well, we'll find out. But something else that came out recently that Nick Viall teased is that apparently they do part of the show on a cruise ship.
Oh, I did see that. That's not for me. No thanks.
I'm kind of into it. Here are some good things that have happened in pop culture on cruise ships. One, the film Titanic.
Great. A+. Great.
Yeah. Especially like until the boat starts sinking. Like, I really like it until it runs into the iceberg. Then I'm
I love all of it. Even the iceberg. Love it all. It's awesome. Okay.
Well, yeah.
And for me and my attention span, it's crazy that I like it.
What's happening on ESPN? You keep getting alerts.
I don't know. I feel like the draft is tomorrow and I'm just going to get alerts. I just threw my iPad across the room.
I'm in Brooklyn, very close to Barclays Center, and I saw people wearing NBA media badges, and I was like, oh, right. I forgot that's tomorrow. Anyway, I think the boat is a plus. Also,
only listed one thing in pop culture.
I had some more. Sorry, your ESPN alert threw me off. It's not my fault. Did you ever watch the TV show Breaker High? Ryan Gosling was on it.
Never heard it.
Okay, well, when I was a young teen, I watched it. Or maybe like a preteen. That was good. That was about a high school on a boat. I don't know. I think I would personally never go on a cruise, but I think for all the reasons I wouldn't go on a cruise, it makes for good television. Trapping people in the middle of the ocean so they go crazy, they can't get away from each other. It's a confined space.
Okay.
I think that's good.
It's a no for me personally.
Yeah.
I do agree with you. There's nowhere to go, close quarters, lots of alcohol.
Yeah.
I guess could be dangerous. There's only so many pools. Like, there's going to be a lot of interaction.
Yes, absolutely.
Also, best part.
Yes.
Very easy for the guys to sneak to their rooms.
Oh, yeah. Good point. There's not a lot of ground to cover. Easy to find them. I hadn't even thought about that part. But yeah, I think that's another plus.
But if you're Rachel and Gabby, are you like, okay, little low budget, but all right.
I don't know. Could it get lower budget than their crappy hotel in Iceland? Probably not. That was like really
That wasn't great.
Low end. So I don't know. I don't really feel bad for
also,
them.
Also, their experience there wasn't great. So they probably just like hated it all around.
They're probably just whatever. But you know what? So far, it seems like they're still like each other based on the press they're doing. So I'm relieved about that. I don't want them to have a falling out. That would be hard for us.
For two women to do this together, I feel like, shockingly, ABC picked two women that I can't imagine turn on each other.
I hope not. I don't see either of them doing that. They both seem
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, into each other as like, and like into like friendship as well.
And like more normal. Like,
yeah.
As normal as you can be. Like, they could have picked like, what was that girl's name? Shanae. And you know what? Like, that would probably get great ratings. I'm shocked they didn't do that.
Shanae is being saved for Paradise, obviously. We'll talk about her in Paradise in a second. Although I don't have any spoilers on her. But we were going through the guys right before we started this because you heard that Termaine, the crypto guy, is supposed to be a great dude. And
I did.
I have trouble believing that because his occupation is crypto guy.
Crypto guy? Yeah. If you like look at some of these titles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're supposed to be occupations. Meatball enthusiast. Twin. Leisure executive. Is that a thing?
No, there's not. It's like maybe he's a leisure executive because he like works on a cruise ship and then maybe he'll go far as a result. But yeah, I don't know what that could potentially be.
Magician?
Magician's a hard no for me. Would you rather go on a date with a magician or a comedian?
Comedian.
It's a tough call. I would choose comedian.
I couldn't sit there and have him fucking pop a bunny out of my like, like no nostril in the middle of dinner. Like, I'm fine.
You're like, no thanks on the tricks. I agree. Comedian also not great, but I just feel like there's less likelihood for a bunny to be involved. So good point.
So I'm looking at all these. Crypto guy though is top five bad title.
It's terrible. First of all, it's like, it basically says to me, don't have a job, like just doing crypto investments. And I'm like, I think as a side project, I support it. But if you're just a crypto guy, that's not great.
Yeah. And then in his bio, it says he's an entrepreneur. So like, I'm not sure.
He clearly, they're trying to typecast him as like some sort of crypto
person.
I mean,
it says the second a woman says NFT, it's game over. I have to imagine he did not write that.
Really hope not. He loves double dates, Termaine. That's kind of interesting. No one's really ever said that before, one of their bios that I can recall.
I feel like also, it's a random thing to point out. I don't mind them.
But there's two girls. Yeah, that makes sense. So what have you heard about him?
I heard from my friend who knows him, went to college with him, just said he's on, he was like, hey, just want to let you know my friend is on the show. He's a really good dude. And I was like, can you find out if he wins or not? And he was like, no, if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Whoa, what a good friend, really following the rules.
I was like, okay.
Whatever you say then. I'm looking forward to Termaine now. I kind of think that maybe because he's had the double date thing, maybe he will go further than I was expecting, actually. Who knows? We'll find out,
though. Do you think they're going to go on double dates?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. I'm just like, the reason I'm excited about the show is I'm so curious about the format. Like, I don't understand.
Don't you think it's weird we don't know?
Yeah, I do think it's weird. Like, there's
through the grapevine?
There's so little info. I haven't tried that hard to find out, to be honest. I kind of wanted to like discover in real time with everybody else, but I am surprised that they're not teasing it more and just sort of like letting people wait until it's actually on.
I feel like promotion is at an all-time low for this season.
Yeah, there's not been a lot, but it's also awkward timing. So
yeah, summer.
Yeah, like what's like the main thing that like what would be the main place to advertise for it? I don't really know. Like maybe on Hulu, people who are watching Kardashians or something.
Yeah, maybe. I have watched a few episodes of Kardashians and I haven't seen anything.
But you probably don't pay for ads on Hulu.
That is correct.
Yeah, so. But I agree with you. I don't see a lot of press happening. There was no commercials during the NBA Finals. Not the same audience, but like that's probably some of the biggest audience that the ABC is going to get for the next few months, and they didn't do anything with it. So I don't know how that's going to go, but we'll see, I guess. Some other news that is making the rounds, though. Michelle and Nate broke up.
I know.
It's pretty sad. So it was suspected for a while, for several weeks, and then they like denied it and like posted some dance video together. And then last Friday night, they confirmed it. I'm just sad. Her Instagram post was like really sad. She was like made it sound like she was really hurting. I feel like for them.
His Instagram post they both clearly are upset by it.
Yeah.
I did share with you that TikTok of that weird interview that they did like 2 weeks before.
2 weeks ago, Wango Tango, yeah.
Where that was weird, right?
She wasn't wearing her ring and the interviewer asked her about it. And she like did a kind of like extended bit about how she's reading online that she and Nate aren't together. And she's like, yeah, but I just talked to him 5 minutes ago. So I thought we were together. But meanwhile, he says nothing and looks really uncomfortable. Yeah.
He looks like, yeah, Michelle, what are you going to say?
Yeah. He was just like, he seemed like he looked
a little annoyed
pretending.
Yeah. He seemed annoyed with it all. And so I don't know. Michelle doesn't seem like the type that would like fake it for something. I'm wondering if they were like trying to like work through some issues.
I also wonder if this is a really bad theory. Like it doesn't give them the benefit of the doubt. Like I think it's a good theory, but they broke up. They announced their breakup on, I believe, June 17th, which is exactly 6 months after their finale, if I recall correctly. And I wonder if there was like some kind of financial incentive for making it 6 months.
Maybe. They did seem happy though for a while.
I know. I thought he was going to move for her. Or like they were going to make it work, but.
Well, I'm glad he didn't if this was going to be the outcome.
Yeah. But like she quit teaching. She's starting a new life. Like
Wait, she quit teaching?
Yeah, she just quit. She's pursuing
her life. Oh, this was her last year, right?
Yeah, she's pursuing life as an influencer now. Ugh. Which I don't feel great about, Michelle. I'm sorry. I just don't. I would prefer her keep her day job. Stick to your roots.
I mean, how many followers does Michelle have?
Not that many, if I recall correctly. I mean, I don't know what she has on TikTok, but on Instagram, she's really not that popular. I mean, it's harder and harder for these people to get really huge followings, but she has 774,000.
That's actually not bad.
That's good, yeah. But I just think she could do better.
Than being an influencer?
Yes. She had a real job and career.
Yeah, this is my thing. I know influencers and there's people that have done this like for their life. And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. You've been doing this for like 8 years.
Anyway.
Yeah, this is your thing. Do I like when like doctors and teachers quit to be influencers? I don't. I don't like it. Also, she was probably a phenomenal teacher.
I know. She seems really, really sweet and warm. And
unfortunately, the workforce for teachers right now is depleting.
Yeah. Understandably. And, understandably so.
Oh, 100%. They're underpaid. I mean, there's so many things. They're underpaid people. I don't want to get into politics. Anyways, we lost a good one. And on top of that, she's a Black teacher, which is even lower. And we need more Black teachers in general. It's just a double loss. And now she's an influencer.
I know. It's just not the outcome we were hoping for in any way. I hope she finds happiness, though. I wonder if she'll show up on Paradise or on The Bachelorette.
I was thinking that after Becca was successful on Paradise.
Becca said Thomas is the only one of her fiancés she actually wants to marry.
I hope.
I mean, like, I'm happy for you and Thomas, but it's like, then why did you get engaged, Becca?
Yeah.
You didn't have to.
I don't like that statement. I would, like, so you didn't, you just got engaged and you didn't want to be?
I completely forgot about Ari. I was like, who are her two fiancés? And it was, like, Garrett and then I remembered it was Ari.
Ari. I saw so this boring. Graph, and I'm not trying to take credit for this or not give the credit to where it's due, but there's, like, this Instagram page that posts, like, statistics on Bachelor or Bachelorette.
You know, yeah, Bachelor Data. That's what it's called,
I think.
That's
exactly what it is.
Yes.
Did you see the, like, lengths of relationships?
No.
Of Bachelor? They posted, like, between Bachelor and Bachelorette, like, what's the length of time before breakups?
Mm-hmm.
And Becca and Garrett were one of the longer-ended ones because they were together for 2 years.
They worked together a long time. I mean, I think that also, like, honestly, the Black Lives Matter movement, like, really contributed to their breakup because some of, like, the political differences between them that, like, she could ignore, she couldn't anymore.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's kind of on her, though, I just want to say. I mean,
I mean, you had to have known that going into it.
She did know. Yeah, she did know. Yeah. And then I'm glad that, you know, it seems like she has followed her heart and whatnot. But, you know, I do think that, like, there was external pressure as well, which is, I don't know. Another breakup, Katie and John. Remember she did 12 days of Katie launch. Or something? 12 days of something to reveal that they were
12
dating?
12 days of the soft launch of John during Michelle's season.
I'm really glad you brought up soft launch. One of my favorite things the internet has brought to me is people referring to, like, relationship announcements as, like, soft launch and hard launch. It's actually really funny. Like, whoever started that, I love it.
I also don't mind it, but sometimes people say soft launch and it's the hardest of launches.
Anyone come to mind?
Becca Tilly.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We also... really all I think a lot of people knew about that, but I'm really happy.
Yeah, so maybe that's, yeah, maybe it's a little different. I was trying to find the graph on Bachelor Data and I actually can't find it. It seems
probably was in
found it. It seems like for the most part Bachelorette relationships last longer than Bachelor.
I think that's because the women know what they want and who they want, and they just go after it. And also, like, they probably put in more work. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yeah, maybe. It's also some of the couples that are still together are kind of shocking.
Yeah, and the fact that Trista and Ryan are still together, although people think they met beforehand.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Who's the biggest shock to you?
Ari and Lauren.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
I know, but after everything that happened, I was like, oh, this is going to last like a month. Nope. And now, I think they're like for real. Like, I don't think they're,
Several children.
Like, yeah, they're in it to win it.
If I was interested in Formula One at the time, I might have liked Ari more, but I wasn't.
Also, Clayton and Susie are still together. That's kind of surprising.
I don't know. I think that will last for a while. I don't think for forever, but I think that will last for a while.
I hope it does.
I just like, once you find each other, go with it. You know, stay out of the dating pool together.
Matt and Rachel still together.
What?
Matt and Rachel.
I know. They seem like they're doing great.
Great.
Can we talk about Katie and John and their breakup?
I mean, do we? Sure.
It's just the opposite of Michelle and Nate, who both posted these like long, heartfelt notes. Katie posted one line that was like, we're not together. And then John did like some long thing. I don't know. She's wild.
She's so different than what we originally thought.
So different.
From Matt season to now, I've done a complete 180 like 10 times.
So where are you? Back at the start?
Well, maybe a 90 degree turn. I don't even know. I feel our 20 degree turn.
We're just going round and round and round and round.
Like, I'm like, oh, she's this. Oh, she's this person. Oh, okay. No, she's this. Oh, what? Like, I have no fucking clue.
Me neither. I really don't know. I think the fact that she wants to be a comedian actually says a lot. Like, that
is she though?
I don't know that she's pursuing it, but I think it's something she wanted to do. I know she did a comedy set at some point.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I wish them the best of luck. I feel like he's actually more likely to end up on Paradise in the future than she is.
Really?
I don't know. I just don't see her having a long relationship with the franchise.
You know what's crazy is like last year we would have been like, oh, they can't go on it. They're bachelorettes.
Yeah.
Now we're like, oh yeah, Michelle's going to be on it. Katie's going to be on it. Who else?
I mean, who knows? This reminds me. Okay, so here's the one piece of this is going to be like slightly spoilery for the rest of the episode. So if you don't want to listen, hit stop. It's not about the Bachelorette. It's about Paradise and it's about the format. I read online in some spoiler Reddit post that the format this year is introducing a Casa Amor kind of thing where...
Oh my gosh.
Where... When new people come onto the beach, the men and the women who are already there are separated so that they meet the new people without having the old people watch. And then I guess they decide. So can you explain Casa Amor and how this works on Love Island? And I also just want the listeners to know, wow, I don't think I've ever seen you this excited.
Well, this changes the game.
What does it mean, Callie? Explain it.
First of all, Casa Amor is from Love Island, which is the best dating reality television show that there is. And it's currently on Hulu. Season 8, episode 1, dropped at 2 a.m. on Monday? Tuesday? Tuesday. So you can start watching. Juliet is going to start tonight.
I am.
And episode 2 comes on tonight. So you can watch 1 and 2 tonight. So in Love Island, what happens is there's 5 girls, 5 guys, they're in a villa, and then they'll randomly like drop people in. A guy here, a girl here, a guy here. And they have to couple up every episode. So you have your like couple. So some couples will be coupling up over and over and over and over again, and they'll leave the house together.
Okay.
60%-ish through the season, they take the guys, they'll write the guys and be like, hey, at 5 a.m., we're going on a boat trip for a guy's day.
Okay.
All the guys at this point, everyone knows what Love Island is. I think it's one of the most popular shows in the world. So like they know what that means. The guys sneak out of the house and there's another whole house for them. And when they get there, like probably 5 to 7 other girls that they've never met before are there for them. And they have to last in that house for a week.
What does it mean, and last? Like, choose?
Well, the house that they left, that house has 5 to 7 guys going into it.
Okay.
So there's all these people that are already in couples.
I see.
And have been coupled up for the whole season. And now you're in a house with 7 new girls. And now that she's in a house with 7 new guys. And then while they're in the house, the producers will send pictures to the other people. So like, let's say they're even in it. It's just like they're playing a game and they kiss someone. The producers will send a picture to his person that he's coupled up with of him kissing another girl.
Oh my God. With no context at all?
No context.
That's so upsetting and unfair.
Yes. So I'm assuming there's a few ways that they could do this, but they could have, they're on Bachelor in Paradise for like, let's say 7 weeks, like 7 episodes.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden they take all the guys and put them in a different place with new girls, and new guys come into the new place.
I think they have to do it sooner. I think that they need to like spice it up after like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, but you want people to be in committed relationships torn apart.
I know, but think about Paradise, like, though. Because it's only once a week versus every day of Love Island.
Yeah, obviously.
You like each episode is like covers more time, basically.
Okay, so maybe
Doesn't
week
Love
4.
Island have a voting aspect of it too?
Yes. The public votes on couples to stay and go sometimes.
Got it.
And then sometimes the public will vote on like who their favorite couple is. And then the host will tell you who are the least favorite couples. And then all the people in the house have to vote off one of the couples that are in the bottom two.
Oh, shit. This is so diabolical. I can't believe I don't watch. Obviously, Bachelor can't do that, though, because they're filming right now. So we wouldn't be able to vote. But that's a great piece of it, too.
So I'm assuming if they do it this way, that would be in like... I can't even. It would be so amazing.
I know.
I'm trying to think of couples that were coupled up really early on. Like, what's her name? Noah and
Abigail.
Abigail. Like, Noah and Abigail kind of hit it off right away. So imagine like week 4, they're like basically boyfriend and girlfriend, even though they're not. Like, that's how they act on the show. Week 4, all of a sudden, Noah is taken to another house with 7 new girls and 7 new guys come in for Abigail.
I mean, that would be great. I think also Serena and Joe, would they have survived that?
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know.
Serena and Joe's another one.
I could see him sticking with her, but I feel like maybe she would have gone for someone else.
Yeah. So then that happens where one guy or one girl will be like, or one woman, sorry, will be like, I'm sticking it out. I'm going to be faithful, da 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 da. And then when they bring the people back together, the guy's like, oh, actually, like, I'm dating someone else now.
Yeah. Just like way more breakups and also way more impetus.
Drama.
Yeah. I'm for it. They needed to shake something up big time.
I have to assume that's how they do it. I can't. The only other way I can see that maybe they do it, but this isn't as fun, is that when a new person comes in, like, let's say it's a guy or a girl, he or she comes into a house full of the opposite sex.
Right. Right. That would be cool,
but
too.
But only for like 20, I guess, I don't, like, how
like
long do they do that for? For like a couple hours? Yeah, like a day? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's all has to be compressed because the production time's so much shorter. How many weeks is Love Island?
It's 50 episodes.
Do you wish that you could vote, even though you can't because you're in the U.S.?
Well, you can. You can get a VPN and watch. Oh. And then vote. I had the app at one point. But no, now we're just going to watch. It's like, I think Hulu's probably like 14 episodes behind.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks
UK.
Behind.
Yeah.
And so is it on 7 days a week or 5 days a week?
It's on like 6 days a week.
Got it. That is so wild. That is so much work for whoever works on it.
I can't even imagine like editing.
No, me neither. And like probably stay up all night.
Yeah, and watching like interviews of people that have been on the show and gotten off the show. They're just like, it's crazy like how fast people know what's happening in the house.
Wow. That is wild. I need to watch it. This is a really good sell. Also so that I'm ready for Bachelor in Paradise. I got to be in the know.
If you know what Casa Amor is, you will be... First of all, I love Bachelor in Paradise. It's the best...
Yeah, of course.
Thing of Bachelor Nation. I think everyone likes it. adding Casa Amor takes this to another level. Like, I love Casa Amor, but imagine Casa Amor with people you know. Like, we know all the characters.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And also, then you can think about, like, who are the best case scenario to bring in. Also opens up the pool of people because you're like, oh, yeah, let's have this person come, but not first wave. Like, their second wave or something.
It definitely makes it because it's gotten to a point now where people, like, want to couple up right away and then they're serious the whole time. And, like, truly don't give anyone else a chance because they feel like they can't, especially now with like the internet. I feel like sometimes a guy or a woman are in there and they're like, well, if I break his heart, people are going to hate me.
Yeah. 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 Totally.
So people tend to try to make the right decision, even if they don't actually want to. This is definitely going to fuck. If you take someone away for 3 or 4 days, and they don't actually want to be with that person anyways, and then someone else comes down.
I know. And when you're like in isolation like that, 3 to 4 days feels like 3 to 4 months.
Imagine Piper and Brendan. So Brendan's with Natasha the first 4 episodes. And then they go to Casa Amor and they bring Piper in.
Yeah. But Brendan, would that outcome and Piper, have been different? They still screwed over Natasha.
They still would have screwed over Natasha, kind of. It would have made Piper look a lot better because, like, she'd been like, well, I don't know, I just came in here, da, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
It would have made Brendan look better because it wasn't so planned. But, like, they probably would have fucked on, like, night 2 and cost some more. And meanwhile, yeah, Natasha would have just been sitting there waiting.
I mean, I think it would have definitely been better for them because it would have been the point of the show, essentially, would have been, like, to see what happens when Casa Amor comes into play. So I definitely agree with that.
And then Brendan could have been like, I had a connection with you, but then being in Casa Amor, I met Piper and I had a better connection with her.
I mean, I can't wait to see it play out. And also, this has been the hard sell on Love Island that I really need to take the plunge.
I feel like if you watched, like, if you're 5 episodes in on season 4 or 5, you would probably binge the entire franchise.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give it a shot. Also, I feel like it'll help us get to the next level, you know, enter our own Casa Amor.
For sure.
Well,
best friends.
I can't wait. I'm going to report back for reals this time. I have so much to watch. Callie and I also talk about Bravo on the Ringer Reality TV podcast on Fridays. So you should check us out there. We got Southern Charm starts this week, I think, and Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
Woo!
And it's just a lot. It's great stuff.
Can I just say another hard sell?
Yeah.
For all of the like concoctions that all of these platforms come up with for reality television, Peacock Bravo has really figured it out with Ultimate Girls Trip.
I can't wait to watch. I loved the first one, so I'm really excited. I cannot wait.
I love the first one, and we're 1 episode into the second one, and it's better.
I love Dorinda. I love Jill Zarin.
Phaedra?
Love Phaedra. I was just about to say that. I mean, you know, it's great. Brandy, don't really care for her, but she brings the drama, so that's fine. I'm looking forward to it.
That's how I feel about Vicky.
Yeah.
Brings Vicky's, the drum.
Was she doing
not
some,
for me,
some
but brings the drum.
Woo-woos? Woohoo's.
She's not in a good place right now.
Has she ever been? All right. For more of this, listen to the Ringer Reality TV podcast on Fridays. It's Morally Corrupt. Rachel Lindsay hosts. We're both on it. So have our other colleagues too. Let's talk schedule. So we're doing Thursdays until this Thursday, the following Thursday, and Thursday after that. And then we're back to Monday nights and Thursdays, people, starting July 11th. Can you believe it? I can't. Thank you to Erica Cervantes for producing this episode. Thank you to Callie for talking me into watching Love Island once and for all. And we'll be back next week.
Adios.